man, I should be singing for a band instead of playing drums. I might be lying about that. Anyway, everybody, I want to thank you too for What the hell? I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another Roger and Stone episode, Beer and a Song Edition, episode 2, with my best mate, Nathan Giltner, coming all the way in from Greenville, South Carolina, via telephone call. I really appreciate this dude for doing this with me. We kind of talk about a little bit about how this all got started. But if you don't know, it was basically a question that was asked from our buddy Joe to Nate, then brought to me, then gave me the idea for starting a podcast, which, by the way, is the song that I play today kind of breaks everything down on why I kind of got up and going with this podcast. So stay tuned. My buddy Nathan Giltner threw a great song out there. So everybody go and check this. Yola Carter. I believe that's it. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. The beer I drank was very high in alcohol content. Very good beer, though. Anyway, Beer and a Song with Nate. Breaks on everything about the podcast and why I got it started, but give it a listen. Diva, thank you guys for listening very much. I really do appreciate you. I think what's going on right now with the Beer and a Song just might become the new format for Roger and Stone, but we'll see. We'll see. Thank you guys for listening. Nathan Giltner, everybody. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Roger and Stone Show, the Beer and a Song edition. Again, with my homeboy, Nate, a.k.a. The Great Explainer.
How you doing?
Good, brother. I'm glad you are calling in again. I really enjoyed what we did last time, man. It was great. It was great, man. So, all right, coming in with another beer and a song. What have you got for beer today, my man?
For beer, I've got something pretty local. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina now, and I have RJ Rockers Brewing, which is in Spartanburg, South Carolina, which is kind of the smaller city outside of Greenville, but kind of considered Greenville area. So RJ Rockers Brewing Company, and it is Brown Eyed Squirrel. Little play on Brown Eyed Girl. Fitting for Beer and a Song, song reference. But it's an American style brown ale. I am a brown ale fanatic. That is kind of my favorite beer. A nut brown ale is just as good as you can make beer for me. Last time we talked about, I've been living in Florida for 10 years, and now I'm back here in the mountains, and it's winter, and I can drink heady, better beers than I could in South Florida. So I am enjoying kind of being able to drink my favorite beers again in colder weather. And this is just a kind of smooth, right down the middle, brown-eyed squirrel. It's not the best at anything, but it just kind of satisfies a little bit of everything. Just a good, smooth, even, rounded brown ale, which again, a nut brown specifically is my favorite, but just a good brown ale, very drinkable. Something that you could sit back and, really throw some back. If you get something too heavy or heady, you can't sit there and drink a sixer of those by yourself. Oh, no. Or, you can't sit around and drink six or seven heady beers. You'll be on the floor. So this is something you could sit around a fire and, pull a half a dozen out of a cooler and just be cruising through the night. Just nice and drinkable.
Nice. Sounds delicious, man. Those are, I kind of, again, I have a soft spot for the the nut ales, brown ales. I actually have a hazelnut brown ale that I want to open up. It's been sitting for about a year. I think it's about time to open it up, man.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that
it's pretty good. I think it's local. I gotta find it. It's in a box back here. But that's awesome, man. That's good. Today, what I am drinking is actually a local brewery, 18th Street Brewery from Hammond, Indiana. Just opened up. This one's a brew pub. So they serve food as well, really good food, like good high quality food. But what I'm drinking is, and it's kind of reverse this episode. Last time you were drinking a stout. Now I am drinking a breakfast stout called Silver Spoon. Doesn't really give a description of, I guess, what's really in it, but breakfast stout, it's, you can definitely tell it's a coffee stout. Very, very heavy. Poured this thing and there was no head at all. So very thick, another motor oil, like you explained it last time, type of beer.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, man, I've always liked the stouts, man. That was, I don't know, man, something about the taste of it. And I like that you can mix the flavors. You can go from everything, man. It was a tough call, though. I went to walked into a liquor store in Lansing, Illinois, where they just had a wall of craft beers, and just sitting there, man, I'm like, what do I get? Can't go wrong with local, so I just grabbed the 4-pack of that. Never had it before, and happy to say I'm not disappointed in this pick, man.
Nice,
very nice, and the label is actually really cool. So, so yeah, that's what we have today for beers, and
excellent.
Can't wait to see what we pick next time. All right, man. Now that we got the beers out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the songs.
Okay.
So today, what do you have for us, my man?
So I am doing the artist's name is Yola. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yola, Y-O-L-A, or Yola Carter. The song is Fly Away, and it is off an EP called Orphan Offering, which is out of 2016. However, that was just her EP. Her first full-length album was called Walk Through Fire, which came out last year, 2019. And they do new artists by like a full album. So I consider her my favorite best new artist of 2019. And she is actually nominated for a Grammy for Best New Artist of 2019. So I very rarely agree with Grammys. You know, they're usually a little bit more commercial than my taste is. And this is one, and I don't even know when they do the Grammys. So, you know, we may or may not get to follow up on this, but my favorite new artist of the year is nominated for the Grammy of Best New Artist of the Year. And, you know, that doesn't happen very often. So I think that's pretty cool. Her debut album, Walk Through Fire, just opens with this track, Far Away Look, and she can just belt it out, man. Her voice is huge. Just a big, full, she's black, English, and just has this, you know, what we would call a, you know, like a African-American gospel voice, but, you know, from Britain. And she has this kind of country twang, almost Americana country sound, but she's British. And then you have that big black voice doing this kind of Americana country. And it's just good stuff, man. It just kind of makes you sit down and shut up and just listen to her absolutely sing her ass off. Check out the opening track of her debut album, Far Away Look. But I picked a song off of the EP, Orphan Offering. It's actually the last track on the EP, and it's probably the most country. It has a kind of this magnetic fiddle power in it. It kind of builds and builds and kind of goes around and around, and it ends on this just like feverish, worked up electric string sound, and she's just singing her ass off, and it's just a good song. I mean, it grabs your attention. You can't help but listen to it and listen to her. And I did do a little poking around on her for this podcast and just learned a couple little tiny things. She has sang backup vocals for Massive Attack, for the Chemical Brothers, for what? Iggy Azalea. Yeah, like she's done some stuff. She is somebody. So I had just never heard of her until her debut album last year. I only found the EP because of her debut album. Mm-hmm. I think I caught on to her through NPR Music or something, somebody else plugging her. And yeah, I give her my new artist of the year. Just a great big voice and sound and all sorts of badassery. So yeah, Yola, and the song is Fly Away. Thank you.
is running away at the pace of the night. Ooh, 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 yeah. Running, 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 running. Ooh, 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 yeah. Running, 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 running. Ooh, 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 yeah. Running, 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 running. Ooh, 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 yeah. Running, running, running.
Man, again, that was Yola Carter, and that was the orphan
offering is the EP. The song's called Fly Away, and I think she just goes by Yola on like Apple Music, or if you're looking up the album,
looking at it right now, that's what it says.
Yeah, but just absolute complete badass from head to toe with you know, just the biggest, baddest voice I've heard in a long time.
I have to agree, sir. The one thing I wanted to say is when you said you may have heard of her on NPR,
mm-hmm.
That is one thing I want to be like, it's because I wanted to give at least my little part on it. I'm not going to get too crazy about what I was going to say about it, but I was going to say it sounded like she might be featured on an NPR when they break into like a new artist, NPR artist is.
Yeah. You can hear Bob Boylan talking about.
Yes. Yola. definitely. Definitely. For sure.
I guarantee Bob Boylan was listening to Yola in 2019. I will personally guarantee that.
Sorry. I kind of turned away real quick. Sorry guys, I got a dog and he's being a little jerk right now. Another thing I wanted to say is the sound that she has, and I was listening to the EP. I didn't know she had on an album. But I was listening to the EP and the one thing I fell in love with, besides her voice, and there you can tell there's just like so much power behind it, man. You can definitely hear that. You can tell like she doesn't even need a mic. You know, mm-hmm. In a small room, she can just belt out some notes. It kind of reminded me of kind of like a Robert Johnson recording, you know, like the way they used to record the gospel, blues, kind of the, kind of that recording back in the day where it was just you in an empty room and a single mic.
Yeah,
and it was kind
of constant Starro style.
Yeah, kind of like again, like a Robert Johnson or a Blind Willie type of recording back in the day when that's all they did. You know, you had you had one take and you had to get that take, you know, or else you're paying for wax.
Yeah. It sounds very organic and natural. Yes. It's not like a big produced computerized. It just sounds like she is singing her ass off.
And that's one thing I really did like about it, man. It's just, it was a beautiful song, man. And then there's, I mean, the entire EP, that's what it sounds like. The entire EP, it just sounds like they put her in an empty room and was like, you know, there's a chair. Sit down and sing. You have one take. And that's one that I was like, man, that I love when they do things like that. I love when they do things like that, you know. And again, and the sound is very old school. Very old school sound. Very, you know, just her again, voice very, goes perfect.
Yeah, and very, again, a very Americana country bluegrassy sound, but she's English, which is just cool to hear that kind of happen and you know, hear that. That sound kind of mix, and she doesn't sound English or like an English sound, but she just kind of nails that her sound. She's got a very unique sound, and I think she nails it.
She does. I agree 100%. But yeah, man, I appreciate you again for introducing me to Yola, man. That's something I'm definitely gonna look into. Again, I didn't know she had a full length. And that will definitely be getting added to my Apple Music. I'm probably just going to purchase the album, you know, give her my money.
Give her dues.
Yeah, exactly, man. Because there's just some artist out there. It's like, you know, I mean, I could pay the $10 a month and get unlimited streaming, you know, or I can go ahead and just show some support and give them my money.
Sure.
And I'm probably going to end up doing that for sure, man. So everybody out there, that was Yola Carter. Song was Fly Away from her EP. Was it Orphan Offering? All right.
Mike. Orphan Offering. Check her out and enjoy.
All right. And then I guess I'll go ahead and do mine, man.
Yep. What you got?
Today I got, everybody should know this song. It is from Pink Floyd. The song is from Dark Side of the Moon. Title is called Time. The reason why I wanted to throw this out there was, if it wasn't for this song, I wouldn't be doing my podcast today. I wouldn't be doing anything that I'm doing right now as far as podcasting, drums, getting in a band. Well, I don't want to say drums, but more like playing drums in a band, kind of having people send me tracks without drums so I can put it to it, kind of staying busy, trying to getting at work and getting things done. Because of this song and just the meaning behind it. I'll get a little bit more into detail with that, but I want to talk about when it happened. Because it was one of those things, it was like the universe is speaking to you. You know how every now and then something like that happens and you're like, all right, I got to start changing things in my life. Sure, you know, or sure. I need to do something. So what it was is I was at work, I was driving, and it's kind of like you know how you go back and forth from on news platforms. You'll go from CNN, you'll go to Fox, and then you'll watch something independent and listen to what someone else has to say.
Sure.
It was kind of one of those things where in my truck, I had YouTube, but I can't really watch the video. So I had YouTube on with the phone facing down, no distractions. And it was Ben Shapiro, and I was listening to what Ben Shapiro had to say on a certain topic. And it finished, and all of a sudden, Time came on by Pink Floyd, Pink Floyd's Time. It came on, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
I'm like, this has nothing to do with it. And it's on, you know, like when you listen to something like that, it'll go from, you know, Ben Shapiro to, you know, depending on what you're listening to, Ben Shapiro over to like Charlie Kirk or somebody. And it was just Pink Floyd's Time, you know, and at that moment, it was crazy. At that moment, I'm thinking like, this is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. I don't play drums. I don't podcast. I have all the equipment, but I'm not, pardon my language, I'm not doing shit. And I was pretty down in the dumps and thinking, and at that moment in my life, I was kind of in a depressed state. And then I grabbed the phone, and it sounds bad. I was at a red light, thank God. And I kind of flipped it up and I was looking at it. And, you know, I have a little magnet thing where I could put my phone and I'm looking at it and the lyrics come up. And as much as I love Pink Floyd, I never really paid attention to the lyrics of the song. And when the video was playing, the lyrics started coming up. And I'm sitting here reading the lyrics, thinking like, oh, my God, I didn't know that's what it said. But the ones that stuck, the lyrics that stuck out the most were, I'm going to go ahead and just, I wrote down the lyrics. I'm going to read them out because this hit me hard.
Sure, sure.
And it was before the guitar solo. And the lyrics go, and then one day you find 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when, no one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get a minute and a half guitar solo to let those lyrics sink in.
Yeah, just kind of simmer a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, let this sink in and think about what you've been doing with your life. And then the rest of the song came on and I'm just like, whoa. And then I played that song as soon as I parked. I put that song on, downloaded it to my phone, and just took like an hour and a half walk and played that song over and over and over and over again. And when I got back to the truck, I was like, I just kind of said to myself, all right, man, you need to get your shit together. You know, you're 39 years old. You're not doing what you want to do. You know, you don't get younger. You're only getting older, and time goes by fast, much like he said. Mm-hmm. You know, then one day you find 10 years have got behind you. And that's what happened yesterday, dude. I was 20 years old, not a care in the world, having fun.
We all were.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, everything just started hitting me, and to get a little sentimental and a little pansy about things, I there was kind of a tear up moment, a single tear. A single North Korean tear running down my face. And it was just one of those things where the next day I called up my buddy that I'm in a band with now. And I said, hey, let's get this band started. Got home, you know, kind of just opened up Guitar Center. And I started buying the rest of the stuff I needed to make a podcast. And then once I got everything, I sat down. I'm like, how do I get this started? Who do I do this with? Once everything was set up, I moved everything out, started throwing everything out of my apartment I didn't need, and I wanted to get a podcast going, and how do I start one? And my niece shows up, and I said, perfect. I'm going to hit her up. I'm going to say, hey, come do a podcast with me. And that was the very first episode on my podcast. And so that kicked off, and now I got, you know, Beer and a Song. I got Roger and Stone. I got Two Fat Fox. And now I'm starting another one called Third Week Theater, where every third Sunday of the month, or every third week of the month, I'm going to have a friend come in and we're just going to watch like a dumb 80s B-gore movie and just kind of commentate and have fun with it.
Sure.
And what I can say is just from that, I haven't been happier. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I heard this song. And you know what, man? If it wasn't for that, brother, we wouldn't be doing this podcast right now.
Yeah, it's kind of and whatever the glitch in the Matrix algorithm was that put time after a Ben Shapiro speech or, you know, whatever you were listening to of his, that, you know, where did that come from?
And that's the thing that bugged me. I mean, it happened. And I asked myself, like, how the hell did that happen? And then
that came right from Roger Waters. That's where that came from.
Yes.
And David Gilmour. I'm just a Roger Waters fan of that whole argument. So I'll always put him first.
See, yeah. And that's, you know, I've been asked that before. Like, you know, and I'm just kind of like, I can't, you know, I'm kind of looking at like the whole, what are you, Democrat, Republican? Like, I don't want to lose any friends. So I'm not going to give my opinion on that. Like, you know, it's one of those I don't want to touch either way. Good music. But yeah, it was just, you know, one of those things. Like, I asked myself, how the hell did that happen? And then I just stopped asking the question. Like, it happened. Just run with it. Who cares how it happened? It happened.
Use it. Yep.
But I'll explain a little bit more about that. But I do want to get this this song going again. Time off the Dark Side of the Moon album by Pink Floyd. Time by Pink Floyd off The Dark Side of the Moon. Anything you want to say about that, Nate?
I mean, that's a great pick for your explanation. I love that, you know, time comes on randomly for you while you're listening to Ben Shapiro, and that kind of sparks this catalyst that snowballs into the podcast and us talking now, and just kind of all of that wrapped up and what's obviously a you know, heavy, kind of heady song that is directly saying all of those things. You know, don't waste your time. You're going to wake up and it's 10 years later, you know, sun keeps spinning over you. You know, what are you doing? So just a good personal story behind that. It takes this from just kind of a classic rock song to a, you know, really, really personal, for you, kind of straight to the point, straight to the heart. You know, I like that. I like that pick and that explanation and that reasoning behind the podcast. That's doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. Again, if it wasn't for that song, man, I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. So I am glad I did it, man. And like I said, I'm happy, man. I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing. And I don't know, man. That's
yeah, and that's what's important, man. Be, you know, as long as you're not hurting somebody, do what you do and be happy, you know.
Exactly, man. So I guess that's really it, man. I mean, unless there's anything else you want to talk about. I mean, I think there was something else I wanted to say, but I don't remember now. You see what happens when you start drinking this heavy, high alcohol content good beer?
That'll do it to you, man. So yeah, no, this is a blast, and I can't wait to just keep doing it and just keep going. You know, what we pick and why we pick it, as far as the songs go, is fun and interesting and cool, and the reasoning behind it all, and hearing other people come in and have their picks. Yep. You know, you I think you can get to know a little bit of a person through music. I think you can start a cool conversation through music. I think this is a good way to use music to, and beer, which can do all those same things, to have a great conversation, a friendly conversation. You know, me and you have been friends for a long time, but mm-hmm. there's been years where we haven't talked, not because we were feuding or fighting, just because we were both doing our lives, living. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're circling back and having this conversation every week or two over a beer and a song, I mean, that's the way it should be. That's what those things are for.
Yeah.
So I just can't wait to keep doing it.
Yeah, man. And you know, and I'm glad you brought that up about I was actually going to make an announcement about that. Anybody listening, what I'm probably going to do on the last podcast with JJ, my opener, you heard me say that I may change the format to Roger and Stone. That's what I meant by that, is I may switch the format to what Nate and I are doing right now, to where it's just a beer and a song. Ooh, excuse me. But essentially, it's just I'll have a guest come in. They'll present a song. They could bring in a beer of their choice, or I can give them one of mine. I have plenty enough to go around. but I would have them bring the song, talk about the song, if there's like a certain meaning behind the song, or why they just like it, break it down, things they like. You know, I know a couple of people that are kind of, they go to school for music. So I know there's a name for it, but it's not rolling through my brain right now. But have them come in, present the song, have a beer with them, talk for about maybe 30, 45 minutes, and then, you know, continue on to the next one. But save my pick for when I talk to you, or if Joe decides to come on with us, and then, you know, we can all just present our songs together. Because since the basis of all the podcast I'm doing now was off title The Conversation, you know, kind of figured it would just be best for me to present my song with you guys.
I mean, I look forward to seeing how this grows and what 2020 kind of makes of this and us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, man. No better way to bring in the new year than doing a podcast and, you know, a bunch of ideas. And
podcast, a beer, and a song. What else do you need?
That's it, man. Podcast, beer, definitely. Song, best friends.
Yeah, definitely a good time. Definitely happy to keep it going. And, you know, this is the second of many.
Yeah, the second. Yeah, dude. I want to get to the point where it's like, remember that one? Yeah, I think so. Which one was that? Don't remember.
Yeah, sure.
Which episode was that? Don't remember. But, Nate,
we will, man.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait. And like I was explaining to you before we start, before I hit the record button, was I really appreciate. I think it was. Well, either way, I really appreciate that between, you know, Joe, you guys have the same taste in music, and you and me, we have the same taste in music, and just meeting people that, you know, they look for a good sound no matter what the genre is.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And I can appreciate that about anybody. You know, it's amazing. You know, I know people that like ska, that like punk, that, you know, they do classical, and, you know, it's I don't know one person that doesn't like music, that doesn't like sure. a style of music. Everybody listens to music. And if somebody doesn't like music and they hate music, then you're just a fucking zombie.
Yeah. And hearing why somebody likes a particular song or what it makes them think of or connect to, you know, obviously Pink Floyd Time, that's an all time classic song.
Yes.
But hearing it after your story of it, well, that totally changes the way you listen to it and,
yes.
and you know, what you're thinking about. And even if you don't like the song, even if it's not your bag, you can still listen to it with the ears of that person's story and appreciate that. I mean, if somebody wants to play a song I don't like, but it's got a certain connection to them, I appreciate the hell out of that. You know, I don't need to love the song to appreciate that.
You know, and it's not even that. It's there was a rap song I listened to years ago. I didn't like the style of rap, but what this cat was saying was deep, you know, and mm-hmm. it's kind of that, you don't have to like Pink Floyd, but there, if you just like somebody handed you the lyrics and if that didn't hit you right in the feels, then come on, man, there's something wrong with you. But
yeah. Unless you're Elon Musk, I think Elon Musk gets to just be like, that doesn't pertain to me.
Yeah. Well, that guy's way too busy to even have feelings right now.
Yeah, he's a Westworld robot anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
But, you know, I mean, that's what I wanted to talk about. And I'm glad you said that, it being a classic, you know, it is a classic. But on top of that, I think the best way to describe this song is masterpiece.
Sure.
That's exactly sure. To me, it's a masterpiece. And I think anybody that listens to it, like any sort of, you know, one of those high end music lovers that, you know, can break a song down, if they don't listen to that. And just, okay, there's just so many elements to this song. Like, it's here, it's there. The guitar solo, the lyrics itself. It's a masterpiece, man. There's no way that this song, if it doesn't wake you up and get you off your ass, man, then I don't know what else to say, man. You're just doomed. But
doomed.
Hey, man, it definitely helped me, and I'm glad it did, you know?
Yeah, me too, brother.
But, Nate, it's always a pleasure. Everybody, you guys know where to reach Nate. Only one really platform you can reach out to him and, you know, thank him for throwing out all these wonderful songs. Nate, anything else you want to say to these people before we call it a night?
Just always have fun. Always have fun with this, and we'll see you next time.
For sure. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is another episode of Roger and Stone Show, the beer and song edition with me best mate, Nathan Giltner. Good night, everybody.
Mahalo.
Have a good one.